Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. In the School of Government, Anita Brown Graham focuses on developing opportunities and removing barriers to create jobs for North Carolina residents, especially those who live in our distressed communities. She works directly with civic leaders across the state, providing them with sound data, high-quality research, and rigorous analysis to help them respond to the challenges they face.
NC Impact is a new initiative of the UNC School of Government that seeks to help local communities respond to the most complex challenges they face. The basic premise of the initiative is these are not problems that arise within any singular discipline. And if the university is going to meet its mission of service and be of value to these communities, it means that you're going to have to work across disciplines. The Opioid Project is actually a great example of the kind of work that NC Impact aims to do. We are working with 10 communities across the state, each of which is facing their own variation of the opioid crisis. The challenges that these communities have expressed to us won't surprise you, but it might surprise you how diverse they are. So from educators trying to figure out what do you do with students who are impacted in their homes, social service agencies that have seen the number of children in foster care double within a year as a result of the crisis, county hospitals that are not allowed to release bodies because the state has a backlog. It just goes on and on. And so what we have done in this project is really try to figure out who across the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has expertise to support these communities. And how do we bring that expertise together in a way that not only trains the communities, but positions them to train each other?
Professor Brown Graham said the two-year project has just gotten started and is supported by a grant from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
The communities have formed their leadership teams. They are, as you would expect, a really diverse set of individuals representing employers, social services, planning, emergency management. All of these people have full-time jobs. And if we're asking them to work outside of their silos, we have to be able to give them some resources in order to do that. So one of the things that the grant from Blue Cross of North Carolina allowed us to do is hire a project manager for each of these 10 communities, and that project manager is helping to ensure that the work continues to move forward. Obviously, they'll learn a lot more about the opioid crisis itself. While these communities are dealing with the effects of the crisis, the reality is many people are dealing with it in a vacuum. They don't fully understand how it came to be. They don't understand the basis of addiction. And so it's difficult then for them to begin to delineate strategies for their communities that isn't outsized by the crisis. One of the best things that the university can do is point them to resources that they need in order to move their individual projects forward. And we're going to spend a lot of time evaluating this project, so they'll also learn a lot about how much more can happen if a community actually comes together, brings the right stakeholders together, and moves the project forward.
NC Impact is also involved with studying the expanding labor market, which can mean even more jobs for the unemployed.
It's a great problem to find yourself in when you've got 4% unemployment. I was doing labor market research when we had double-digit unemployment not so long ago. One of the opportunities that presents itself today in this tight labor market is the ability to reach back and bring people who have been outside of the labor market back into it. Many of the people who are outside of the market are people who have the ability to be productive but are facing some particular barrier. This work gives us an opportunity to work with communities and with employers to remove those barriers and to bring them back into the labor market.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.